Canto 6, Chapter 8. The armor of mantras that protected Indra. The king Parikshit said, "What was the protection the thousand-eyed king Indra enjoyed when he, sporting with the armed forces of the enemy and their carriers, conquered the three worlds and enjoyed the opulence, O sage? Please explain to me in what way the armor of Lord Narayana's mercy protected him when he in battle defeated those who tried to kill him." The son of Vyasadeva said, "Now listen attentively to what the son of Tvashta, chosen as the priest, upon request told the great Indra as being the defense that is called Narayana Gavacha." Sri Vishwarupa said, "One puts armor on oneself in case one feels afraid. For his purpose arming oneself, one should first wash one's hands and feet and then sip water after saying the required mantra, doing Achyamana 3 times over. Sitting down facing the north, one next should ritually purify oneself in Pavrita touching Kusha, by preparing oneself mentally in silence. Thus, in dedication to the lordship of Narayana, being innerly cleansed, one should adopt the defense in which one, beginning with saying Om, offers one's obeisances to Narayana by designating 2 mantras to one's body by Nyasa, that is to say, the 8 syllables of the mantra Om Namo Narayanaya to each of the 8 parts of the body, touching therewith consecutively one's lower legs, knees, thighs, abdomen, heart, chest, mouth, and top of the head, or even repeat this in reverse order, beginning with Ya, which is called respectively Utpatti Nyasa and Samhara Nyasa. Next, one should assign the 12 syllables of the mantra beginning with Om and ending with Ya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, to the 12 parts of the fingers starting with the tip of the index finger and ending with the 4 joints of the 2 thumbs. Then, chanting the mantra Om Vishnave Namaha, all glories to Lord Vishnu, the heart should be assigned Om, V next comes to the top of the head, Sha becomes between the eyebrows, Na on the shikha, the tuft of hair on the back of the head with Vaishnava monks, V comes between the eyes, the syllable Na should be assigned to all the joints of the body, and Maha should be thought of as a weapon in the form of a mantra, so that one becomes an intelligent representative of it. By finally saying the mantra beginning with A Visarga, an aspirated Ha, and ending with Pat, Ma Ashraya Pat, or This I Call for My Weapon, one should be fixed on the respect for Lord Vishnu in every possible way. One should recite the following prayer representing the Supreme Self to meditate upon that, in the form of Bhagavan, is endowed with the 6 opulences of learning or knowledge, power and austerity, as also wealth, beauty and fame. I pray that the Lord of the 8 qualities, whose feet rest upon the back of Garuda, and who holds the conch shell, disc, shield, sword, club, arrows, bow and ropes in his 8 hands, will protect me on all sides. May Matsya, the fish incarnation of Lord Vishnu, protect me against the aquatic predators in the water who represent the noose of Varuna. May he, as the dwarf incarnation Vamana, who took the 3 steps as Trivikrama, Lord Vishnu as the conqueror of the 3 worlds, protect me on land, and may he, as Vishwarupa, him in the form of the universe, protect me in the sky, the eater. May the Supreme Master, Lord Nrishimadeva, whose fearful laughter resounding in all directions meant the fall of the enemy of the leader of the demons Hiranyakashipu and the miscarriage of his babies, protect me in my toiling in the wilderness and on the front in battle. May we, in the streets, be protected against thugs by him whom one respects with the rituals, Lord Varaha, who raised the planet Earth on his tusks. May therefore us on the mountaintops be the protection of Lord Parashurama, and may we in foreign countries be protected by Lord Ramachandra, the elder brother of Bharata, and his brother Lakshmana. May Lord Narayana protect me against religious fanaticism and keep me from acting in madness. May Nara keep me from being arrogant. May Dattatreya, the master of the integrity of yoga, keep me from straying from the path of yoga. And may Kapila, the lord of all good qualities, keep me from attachment to the fruits of labor. May Sanat Kumara, the perfect celibate, protect me against Cupid, lust. May Hayagriva, the horse incarnation, keep me from the path of disrespecting the divinity. May the best of all sages, the Devarshi Narada, keep me from offenses during the service. And may the Lord in the form of Kurma, the tortoise incarnation, keep me out of the everlasting hell. May Bhagavan Dhanvantari, the physician avatara, protect me against things harmful to one's health. May Rishabhadeva, the one fully in control of the mind and the self, keep me from duality and fear. May Yajna, Vishnu, as the lord of sacrifice, keep me from infamy and an awkward social position. And may Lord Balarama, in the form of Anantashesha, the lord of the ego, keep me away from the angry serpents. May Bhagavan Dvaipayana Vyasadeva keep me from ignorance, and may Lord Buddha protect me against the hosts of heretics and madness as a consequence of negligence. May Kalki, the Lord who in this darkest age of quarrel incarnates as the greatest one in defense of the Dharma, protect me against the impurities of the time we are living in. May Keshava protect me with his club during the hours after sunrise. May Govinda, holding his flute, protect me early in the morning. May Narayana, the Lord of all potencies, protect me late in the morning. And may Lord Vishnu, the ruler with the disc in his hand, protect me during the hours at noon. May Lord Madhusudana, with the fearful bow Sharanga, protect me early in the afternoon. May Madhava, the Lord of Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, protect me in the late afternoon. And may Lord Rishikesha protect me during the hours at dusk. May Lord Padmanabha, the Lord from whose navel the universe sprang, be the one protector during the entire evening, early and late. May the Lord with the Sri Vatsa mark protect me during the hours after midnight. May Janardana, the Lord with a sword in his hand, protect me late at night. And may Lord Damodara protect me during the hours before dawn. May the control of the universe, the Supreme Lord in the form of time, protect me. Please, let the sharp-rimmed Sudarshana disc, his order of time, the cyclic of natural time, that, wielded by the Lord, destructively moves in all directions like the fire at the end of time, burn to ashes the enemy forces, the same way a blazing fire with its friend the wind would burn dry grass in an instant. May you, Kaumudaki, O maze so dear to the invincible Lord, whose impact sparks with fire like thunderbolts, pound to pieces, smash, destroy and pulverize my enemies, the imps, the magicians, the evil spirits, the demons, the ghosts and the madeners. O Conchel, O Panchajanya, may you, with your frightening sound, make the hearts tremble of the enemy torturers, evil spirits, she-devils, madmen and heretics with their evil looks. You, O sharpest of all swords, O Nandaka, may you in the hands of the Lord cut to pieces, chop up the enemy soldiers. O shield, marked with 100 shining moons, blind the eyes of the evil-minded ones so full of anger, and pluck out their sinful eyeballs. May, by the glory of your name, form and attributes, all the bad influence of the planets, falling stars, sinners, snakes, scorpions, predators and other living beings and fear-arousing poisoners of our minds and bodies who obstruct our well-being be completely destroyed. May the majesty of Garuda, whom one praises in hymns, he who embodies the Vedic verses, may that master protect us with his name and all the names of Vishvakshena, the Lord whose powers are found throughout the universe, against an endless suffering. May his holy names farms, strategies and weapons, protect our intelligence, mind and life air from being caught in fear. We pray that whatever is disturbing us and our devotion will find its end as a logical consequence of the fact that it is you, the Lord of time alone, who decides what the ultimate reality would be of that what is and what is not. Those bent on an absence of differences think of the oneness of the soul within the material diversity. Following that course, he is in truth understood as the one transcendental, omniscient, supreme Lord who defeats the illusion by means of his expanding spiritual energy in the form of his decorations, weapons, characteristics and the opulence of his many potencies and different names. May he, the all-pervading one, with his forms protect us always and everywhere. May the Supreme Lord, in every nook and corner, in all directions, above and below, on all sides, from within and from without, in the form of Narishima Deva, annihilate all worldly fears with his mighty roar. May he, with his effulgence, overshadow all other influences. Sri Vishwarupa continued, O King Indra, when you, the way I described it, under the protection of this mystic armor relate to Lord Narayana, you will conquer very easily the leaders of the demoniac hordes. Whoever keeps this prayer in mind will, whomever or whatever he came to face or stumbled upon, immediately be freed from all fright and fear. He who employs this mystic prayer has nothing to fear, not from the government, not from rogues, not from madness and such, nor from any disease at any time. This prayer was in the past used by a man called Kaushika, a Brahmin who, fixed in yoga, gave up his body in the desert. His remains were spotted by Chitrarata, the king of the Gandharvas, from above in his heavenly chariot, when he one day, surrounded by many a beautiful woman, had moved in the direction where the twice-born one had died. All of a sudden, he with his heavenly vehicle, his Vimana, inescapably tumbled out of the sky. Amazed about it, he consulted with the Valakilyas, the sages of the sun god, who advised him to collect the bones, throw them in the eastward flowing Sarasvati, and then return home after taking a bath in that river. Sri Shuka said, Anyone who at the opportune moment hears about this prayer and carefully concentrates on it, will acquire the respect of all living beings and be delivered from all fear. Indra, who had performed 100 sacrifices, by means of this prayer that he received from Vishwarupa, conquered in battle the Asuras and enjoyed the opulence of the three worlds.